Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, sing it.
Sound like a whole lot of begging.
You hitting that chorus or what?
No, I'm listening to you talking about I do everything for you. It's a lot of begging.
I mean, you're being critical of the song or,
yes.
or the message?
No, more I mean, I know this is our guy, ESP, and I know he loves his music. I'm just like, why?
Some people are nice to women
like
and they sing about it.
Is that this is like the slow jam you used to dance to back in the day,
sure,
ESP?
Sure. Let's bring him on right now. Elliot Shore Parks, as we play him in here. The Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
I mean, here's the thing, Hugh. When you're not an NFL player, sometimes you got to bet.
Wait a minute. Hold up, dog. I wasn't always an NFL player. I did. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You weren't always. We never were. There's a difference.
Sorry,
yeah,
partner.
I will say, though, of all those songs you guys have played for me coming back, I don't know that one. That one,
really?
I don't know. So I'll have to. Yeah, what is that one?
I mean, I knew that one.
Wow. Well, who is it? Let's end the suspense.
It's who do you think it is, Elliot?
It's your crew. It's the Backstreet Boys.
Really? It's Backstreet Boys?
This must have been when they were real young.
Wow, it's Backstreet Boys? Wow, this is I guess, the mixtape Backstreet
Anywhere
Boys
for You is the song? Anywhere
we're
for You?
Just a fraud Backstreet Boys fan. I mean,
well, wow. I was Team NSYNC back in the day. I was Team NSYNC, so that would explain
it. That does explain it,
That's a disgrace.
Anywhere for You. Yeah, Anywhere for You is the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's your group, though, ain't it, Elliot?
No, he's NSYNC. There was the others.
Oh, well, I was wrong there because I was thinking, I was screwed up, but I guess I got it right, even though I was.
Yeah. I'll be curious. Spike is Team Backstreet Boys. We'll have to see if he knows that one.
We will. We'll ask him. I was Team Backstreet Boys, too. All right, Elliot, what team are you on? Run the ball, yes or no?
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to have to be a team that, look, I think they can win passing the ball still. I still think they have enough talent there. But I think right now, with what they're trying to do with Jalen and what they need to do to win games, yeah, I think that they're a better running team right now. The biggest problem with this team through 4 weeks prior to the bye was Jalen was turning the ball over too much. And if for a few games they have to run it more, you know, maybe, you know, make the offense like a little less pass heavy and he can be better at taking care of the ball and through the season you start throwing it more, then yeah, I think that's a fine outcome. So I think running the ball is okay.
All right, Elliot, let's go through the potential pitfalls of becoming more of a running team, actually doing it week in, week out. So three come to mind for me. One, eventually teams are going to try to take it away, right? Like devote real resource taking it away, and then you have to throw. That's one. Two is you have some highly priced receivers with some, you know, probably healthy egos that want to be part of the game. Last week, Devontae Smith basically wasn't part of it. And then three, Elliot, I wonder if this is what the organization wants, right? I remember those stories back in the day when Doug and the Eagles went to Green Bay and won a game running the football. And, you know, from the stories, it was like the owner maybe wasn't happy even though they won the game. Of those three things, what do you think might stand in the way of this being the philosophy?
So, look, most years I would agree with you on what you just said, and all of our years talking to Eagles, that has been true. But this is the first year they've gone out and handed $30 million to a running back. So organizationally, I think they are fine with Saquon touching the ball as much as possible because when Howie and the organization gave Saquon that contract, there was a lot of talk of should you pay a running back that much? Is this a good use of resources? I don't think anything would make this organization happier than Saquon Barkley winning Offensive Player of the Year and proven to be worth the money. So I don't think there is that same organizational push, in my opinion, to like make sure that you're passing the ball. So I think that they're okay with it. Now, to your point about them taking away the running game, that is a concern. But at the same time, they should have a great running game where teams aren't able to take it away. They have great offensive linemen. They have an athletic center that allows them to run plays to the edges. And they have who might be the best running back in the NFL. So I don't think that they can just sit there and go, well, the other team's, you know, stacking the box, we can't run it. I still think they can be able to run the ball in those settings.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. All right, let's talk about the defense, which has had back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown for the first time since 2017. Elliot, I'll make this a very simple question. Is this real? Are what we watching with this defense real, or do you give a lot of what's gone on to the fact they've played, you know, two of the worst quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, I can't go there with saying it's real. Now, I do believe they're a better defense than last year, and that is a step in the right direction. And I think they are pretty close to being a defense that the Eagles could win a championship with, because I think if the offense plays to their potential, you don't need a defense that's holding a team to 15 or 16 points. But the concern I would have with the defense right now is I need to see the pass rush be there against a better offensive line and a better quarterback. Obviously, Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones, not good quarterbacks, maybe two of the worst five quarterbacks in the league. But also, the Giants had a banged-up offensive line. The Cleveland Browns' offensive line isn't that good. So they've also taken advantage of offensive lines that are not good. Now, when they play the Bengals this week, the Bengals have a better offensive line. They don't have an outstanding offensive line, but they have a great quarterback. So if the pass rush can be an impact this week, then I'll believe a little bit more. But I still have my concerns about the pass rush.
All right, you mentioned this week. What do you think about this matchup? It feels like a challenging one on paper. The Bengals haven't had a great start to their season, but they've won two in a row, and they're not losing because of Joe Burrow. He's been outrageously good so far this season. What do you think about this game, Eagles in Cincinnati Sunday?
Yeah, so I think this is an acceptable loss for the Eagles. I don't think they have to go there and win the game, but what they have to do is go there and compete. If you go there, if you're the Eagles and you lose 30-27 or you lose a close game and the offense plays well, but you know what, on that day Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are just better, I think that's a fine outcome. They've given themselves a little bit of breathing room by winning the last two and winning four of their first six games. But I think this weekend is about just seeing, you know, like, can you compete with this team? Can you go to Cincinnati and play a good game against a really good quarterback and show that these last 2 weeks, the step forward they take, the steps they've taken forward are not just because of the opponent?
No.
So you don't like the moral victory stance?
No.
Why not?
Come on, ESP.
We got
to have a regular victory.
We got two of those.
Listen,
they can lose this game.
No, they can't. The momentum is in our favor. They got to go to Cincinnati and win this game, man. This game is so different than it was last week.
I kind of side with Elliot on this one. It makes sense. They got to win one of the next two, and they have a nice,
they have to win the next two with Jacksonville.
Not today, really?
Yes.
They need to beat the Cowboys. They need to beat the Commanders.
They need to keep this momentum going, man.
So I think they can keep the momentum going without winning. If you look at these last two games, from the bye week to the Cleveland game, they took a step forward. From the Cleveland game to the Giants game, they took a step forward. As long as they take another step forward this week, I don't think the final score is the indication of what the successful trip is.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, but it's just so much better in the city when we win games.
Well, sure. I can see the headline now. Elliot Shore Parks, game against Cincinnati, an acceptable loss. I mean,
Scheduled loss.
It's not a scheduled loss. Tampa was a scheduled loss.
On Doc Rivers night? No, man, we can't have that.
That is a good point.
Yeah,
we can't have that on Doc Rivers night.
I think there's a world where, look, this team doesn't have to be playing their best football until playoff time. Obviously, the wins matter because you need to get good playoff seeding. You need to make sure you're not on the road all three games. But right now, all they have to do is keep improving. This team was so bad for a year. They didn't win back-to-back games for almost a year. They didn't win a game by double digits for like a year and a half or whatever it was. If they can go to Cincinnati and Jalen takes care of the ball, the defense makes enough good plays, but you know what? Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow makes more. I think that's a fine outcome for this team.
All right, you led us right down to the last one we have for you, Elliot, which is about the Sixers. You mentioned seeding and playoff time. Elliot, what's your take right now as the Sixers get ready to tip off a season? And obviously the story is the whole Joel Embiid thing. Where do you come down on what the messaging is and what you think might be going on?
Yeah, the messaging was not great, but I think we're all spending too much time talking about the messaging. Was it smart to announce it the day before? No, but this is a fan base in Philadelphia that's already frustrated with the team. The real story here to me is Joel Embiid is clearly on his last legs. Can he be great this year in the 45 games he plays? Yes. Can he be great in the playoffs and maybe they'll win a title? Yes, because I do think they have one of the best rosters in the NBA. But next year, a year and a half from now, like, I have no idea what Joel is going to be. So the fact that he couldn't be ready to play in the opener, I don't think it means he's lazy. I don't think it means he didn't work hard. I don't think it means the Sixers are being deceptive. What I think it means is their best player that they just gave $200 million to has bad legs. And this is going to be the story of his career from here on out. And I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like, hey, look over here, right? Because this is the, you yell about this while we kind of cover this up over here.
But I am excited for Maxey. I'll say that. I mean, Maxey, I think, look, tonight's a good test for him. Can they go out? Can he get other players involved? Can he keep them close with the Bucks? But it is just disappointing that for a franchise that I feel sometimes I'm on an island with defending, that in an offseason where they did have a good offseason, they did improve the roster, that they're probably going to get smoked in the home opener with Joel and Paul George on the sideline. That is obviously a disappointing outcome.
It is. Elliot, we appreciate the time and enjoy the game Sunday, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
There he goes. Peace. Elliot Shoreparks will be with us on the pregame show Sunday before the Eagles and the Bengals. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's get back to the phone lines. People have been waiting to react here to the Eagles, Sirianni, run the ball, and, of course, the Joel Embiid situation. Will in the Northeast. Will, what's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's going on?
Hey, Will.
Hey Hugh, I really do apologize for not congratulating you early on getting your house, man.
Oh, man, don't worry. Hey, August, don't worry about it. I appreciate it, though. Don't worry about it.
I apologize, bro. Yes, sir. But, you know what? With Embiid, man, I'm going to just say it. You know, if nobody else want to say it, you might as well, like, don't even believe. Like, let's just stop playing around with this. Embiid is a selfish player. And B, he strove to get that gold medal, to get the MVP. But guess what? He don't have the heart nor the will to finish, man. I'm sorry. Like I say, when I call players out, I call players out. I said it about Castellanos. I said it about a couple of other players that we see during the season, and y'all going to continue to see, you know, things, people that we passed on. But the whole thing is, like, Embiid is not the answer anymore. And I don't want anybody to get their hopes up. And another thing, it's this owner, man. We got to get him out of here, too. The Sixers owner, get him out of here.
Well, the common denominators, Will, over the last 10 years are him and Embiid, right? They've changed the coaches. They've changed the teammates. They've changed the GMs. But the common denominator is mostly Embiid, but then Harris in charge of the whole thing.
Right. And I'm going to give you my huge clues, too. I wanted to say too, like with Sirianni. Like Sirianni, listen, all you gotta do is do what you did last week. Allow the coaches to coach. That's it. Stay out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gotta get credit for everything. Just stay out of the way, brother, and let these guys do their job. And then you continue to do your job. Get the praises for winning. Okay, that's all we need you to do right now. And the whole thing is, all we got to do, we could beat every team out there. We're the team to beat, man. The team got to know it, and everybody else got to chime in on that, man. And I believe that if these coaches prep for every team that we play, we could beat anybody out there. And I'm gonna give you my huge clue.
What do you got, Will? What's the show?
I don't know if somebody said it because I was doing a few jobs, but how about Screech? From Saved by the Bell.
That was
Screech.
And Will, good call. So people picture Screech.
Screech.
Dustin Diamond was the actor. He passed away?
I think he did.
I think he did too. It's sad. By the way, Fernando Venezuela passed away last night, 63 years old. Fernando Mania was one of the wildest things in sports back in the day. And he pitched for the Phillies at the, I guess it was the end of his career, 94. He pitched here very briefly. He was not the same pitcher as he was with the Dodgers, but he was a big, big character in baseball back in the day. Darren is up. Hey, Darren.
Hello.
Darren.
What's up, Darren?
How you guys doing?
All right, you?
Darren, what's up?
Good, good. Hey, real quick. Hugh, definitely half the cow. I bought one last year. Loved it. $3 a pound.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. So that's about, it all depends on what kind of cow you get. Yeah. And it put a lot of meat in the refrigerator, man.
What half do you get?
Do
they do front and back or left and right?
No, they cut it like
the whole side.
Yeah, the side.
So left and right.
Yeah. As I'm doing the gesture cutting the cow on the air like everybody can see me. But I'm like, yeah, they cut it
honest
in
honest question, is there a better half, left or right? Or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay.
Same. And I still have your jersey, Hugh. Love you playing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Hey, I want to get into the What If Wednesday with Sirianni and the third-round pick for Dotson.
Yep.
I mean, just seeing what's going on out there. I know Adams went to the Jets because of Rodgers for a second. Could be a second, but if we could get Cooper or who else would they get?
Well, you mean Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp's the hottest name. Cooper I think Kupp. That's the hottest name out there available now.
Yeah, and, you know, Buffalo gave up a third for Cooper, and
Amari Cooper
got
a
fourth-round pick for the Chiefs. I mean, that'd be a heck of a third receiver on our unit.
Well, it would. And Darren, we'll comment on that. Darren, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
How about the A-team?
Oh, that's a fun one. That kind of fits the mold of the time period. Not it, but that one, I'm sure.
Would you be Face? Face.
Joby, Mr. T.
Hannibal?
Your Face. The Face would be a good one. As far as, all right, Cooper Kupp. Look, I love Cooper Kupp. He's a great player. A couple years ago, he had one of the great seasons of all time. If he's available.
Yeah, there was borderline Hall of Famer talking about Cooper Kupp for a while.
But here's my issue with this. Like, I like Cooper Kupp.
A little long in the tooth.
Well, he's been banged up a lot the last couple years. But how do the Eagles justify trading, I don't know, a second or third, another
for
third?
For Jahan Dotson.
Well, no.
We're getting him.
But, like, we're throwing the ball 14 times a game. Is it worth spending a resource if we're not? Like, if we get Cooper Kupp, we got to be a throwing team, right? A.J., Devontae, Cooper Kupp. We have to throw the ball 40 times a game to justify.
I think at some point we're going to get back to throwing the football. This is not going to be something where, you know, we're just going to stick to that. We did something that was unprecedented last year. We paid two receivers.
Now you want a third.
But now you talk about not throwing the ball at all. No, we're going to get back to throwing the ball. We're definitely going to throw the ball.
I can't trade. Like, if they gave him away for free, of course I would take him. He's an upgrade. But I can't trade another second round pick for a receiver they're not going to use.
If Jahan Dotson, if they traded for another receiver, it's probably safe to say he ain't that guy. I can say it now. Yeah.
He ain't that guy.
It's already safe to say.
No, I feel like right now with the way the quarterback is playing, he hasn't been what we needed him to be, but there's still the potential for that to happen.
No, I know.
I think so.
But does he really need another wide receiver?
No. I don't think so. I think another running back. It makes more sense with the way that this offense is constructed to get another running back.
Well, the tell is going to be what rumors they're involved in. Like, are they really pursuing another receiver? That would surprise me.
You know how I've always been like we need overkill on offense.
Get more weapons.
All the weapons we could possibly want. I think I've sort of recalibrated, not that philosophy, but how I view this quarterback, and that I'm at a point where, like, I don't know if we'd be able to use a third wide receiver. We don't use a third wide receiver. We don't use the middle of the field.
And that's where Cooper Kupp does his damage.
So, you know, while normally I would be in on this, I don't think we have the quarterback to run that kind of offense.
The sentiment is starting to shift on Jalen a little bit, and I think that has happened over the last couple of weeks. And I think there was a lot, even though we won, you know, when you watch the film, there's a lot of throws that were missed.
Mm.
And I think that has become the reality. Now, that's not saying that Jalen can't get better, because we still got a lot of football to play. But we need to win games, man. And I think the easiest thing to do while we're still in the throes of this is to run the football.
Well, I think they're going to. That's the messaging this week. George in North Philly's up. Hey, George.
Hey, what's up, Joe Giglio?
Hey, George.
You know, I still got beef with you from a couple years ago when you supposed to let me in the fantasy league, and I still ain't get
you
in.
Still got beef, Joe. That's some years ago.
Get you know what, George? I'm sorry. I'll just apologize. We good?
I don't get the call much, but I'm going to remind you every time.
I know you do. All right, George, what's on your mind about Embiid?
He's going to hold on for
Yeah, that's okay. I apologize.
Well, Embiid, we already know we're going to get the same old. So for us, you know, crying about this, you know, we're going to get the same old, same old. I say we just be patient and just see what it do. But the thing is, I don't think the Sixers organization should never use the word trust, because we trusted the process for 10 years and nothing got done with that. So trust should never be in their vocabulary.
Yeah, because no one does. George, it's a great point. The Sixers are the least trustworthy team when it comes to injuries and all this stuff.
That's the reason why we're going through what we're going through now, because people don't trust the squad.
Yeah, but I'm going to be patient and see what they do. You know, hopefully Paul George come back next week and, you know, see what's going on with Embiid. But we just got to see what Maxey and all the other players do. So we're going to see.
Hopefully a good game tonight by Maxey. All right, George, what's your guess? $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's in Newark. What do you got?
Well, you said everybody should be surprised about this. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take a wild guess and say the Golden Girls.
Well, you know what? You hit it.
100%, man.
Yes, George. Maybe this repaired our relationship. I got you a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's restaurant. Yes, George. Good job.
And the best theme song, they had the best theme song show ever.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's the best thing.
They absolutely did. There's no question about that. George, good stuff. We'll get you in the mix, and we'll get you all your information down. Can we hear that theme song? We got to hear the theme song if you have it back there. Yes, I did once for a costume contest, dress up as one of the Golden Girls. It was myself, three others, and guess what, Hugh?
What's that?
We've won the contest.
Down
got a trophy.
So wait a minute. So it's you and two of your friends, right?
Three
of your friends dress up as three.
Four elderly ladies.
Old nasty-ass ladies.
Yeah.
Because you know they were freaking Zoids.
I've seen the whole show, I know. I was Dorothy.
Dorothy was the one. She didn't get it in as much.
Not as much. No, she didn't have as much luck.
Blanche the one that got it in, right?
Blanche was, she was everywhere. Put it that way. She was all over the place. Yes.
That's what I got to look forward to in the old folks' home. A bunch of overly sexual older people.
Well, knowing you, I think you're going to want to find your Blanche one day. That's my guess. All right, yes, I was Dorothy from the Golden Girls.
That is crazy. Why did you watch? I'm fascinated at your young age that you watched all the Golden Girls.
I started watching it with my grandparents or my grandmother,
and it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and then eventually the DVDs we had at college, and we just put them on for half laughing, but then we just kept watching them. So I've seen the Golden Girls.
I mean, it's just amazing. When you watch old school TV, when it's in letterbox form, it's just the clothes and stuff we used to wear back then.
The other part that strikes me as you go back and watch is they weren't supposed to be that old. People looked older in the 80s than they do now. Because I think they were only supposed to be in their late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, they looked like in the 80s.
I know. Yeah, they age differently. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, along with your calls on Joel Embiid, we have two morons to deal with. One up in New York. And apparently one over on our very own show. That's
what I do.
Well, you'll find out. We'll all find out. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NBA season, you can make every pass, play, and point mean more at FanDuel. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after already tipped off. And look, there's so many good ones. How about tonight? A little parlay for tonight. Tyrese Maxey over points. And let's go over rebounds for Andre Drummond. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $300 in bonus bets with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is such a good song.
It was a great time.
Brings me back to watching the show, dressing up as Dorothy, you know. Winning a costume contest.
It's nice.
Have you ever watched an episode?
I've seen when, I guess it's Blanche. Blanche was fast. That's what my grandma used to call fast. She used to,
Blanche was fast.
She used to have a lot of dates. And I'd be like, dang, Blanche is kind of fast. She's promiscuous.
That's the word for it. She was a promiscuous elderly lady. Promiscuous. All right. Back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9490. For this hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season, Philly. So fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. Okay, so we're going to get to a couple morons here that we found out about at WIP. One here and one outside of WIP. But first, Mad Mike's having himself quite a day. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, Mike. What's up?
So I was going to pick either Golden Girls or Growing Pains, so get beaten to the punch.
But, you did. That Growing Pains would have been a good guess, too.
Yeah. So anyway, Joel Embiid's a loser, and I called this years ago, and I said this to you directly, Joe, and it became a famous phone call. But he's a loser. I mean, he has no ambition, no drive, and his body's falling apart. And the Sixers had no business signing him to an extension. The writing was on the wall for years, and what they should have done was try to dupe a team into taking him and trading them a bunch of good stuff, and they didn't. And now they're saddled with a loser who's not going to be able to play more than 40 games a year.
And the worst part is they saw the same thing we did. His body's breaking down. And Mike, it makes you feel, at least makes me feel at least, that he's here because they want to get this arena, and it's not about winning a championship.
And you know who's a moron? And it's not Hugh Douglas, even though it's, I know that's what the overnight guy said. But
say what?
Yeah, you'll get to it, because I'm sure that's where you're going next. But, Spike Eskin's a moron. And Spike Eskin defending this was the right decision for the Sixers. They signing Joel Embiid and going, this was the only right course of action. Wrong, Spike. Wrong. This was not the right course of action.
I think we just got a drop for their show. Wrong, Spike. Wrong. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, why don't we get to it right now? I mean, Mike kind of led us to it. So, Hugh, apparently you're a moron. Did you know that?
I mean, I've been called a moron before. I mean, but I didn't know. Not by John Johnson.
I think is this your first moron of the night?
It probably is.
I've been there.
I'm kind of torn. Because it's almost like an honor.
It's a badge of honor, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, what did I do?
Well, so yesterday you were debating, really with yourself, if you should get a bed for your new place or just have a new place and no bed. It was totally ridiculous. I think John's probably on to something here. Here was John Johnson Overnight Show, and Hugh got the honor of moron of the night.
Oh, my God. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, was the voice of a moron. That would be a one Hugh Douglas. That cheap bastard. If I had his money, I'd throw mine away. Hugh, stop pinching the pennies, man. Buy a damn mattress. What the hell's wrong with you? The man still doesn't own a coat either. What? You don't want to buy a mattress? Now, I'll tell you what. Who was it? I can't remember who it was that said it was an investment. I don't know if it was Joe or Kyle, but they were spot on. Of course nobody wants to spend that type of money on something you wouldn't think you'd have to spend that kind of money on. But it is no doubt an investment. You get a good mattress and it lasts you more than a decade. Oh my God, there's nothing better. Imagine you, former NFL player, got a new spot, really nice place. You roll in, hey, I'm having a party at my place. You come to his house. Hey, let me give you the tour. You stop by his bedroom. He's got a queen-size air mattress pulled out. Hugh, what are you doing, man? Stop being cheap. That's moron behavior right there.
Hugh, your reaction is John Johnson, he let you have it on the overnight show last night.
You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for John. And when I was here the first time, we used to exchange text messages talking about movies, and he would show me about the new movies coming out, everything.
He's a big movie guy, superhero guy.
Yeah, I respect his opinion, but he's not the only one, man. D-Gun, shout out to D-Gun, listen to the show. D-Gun called me every kind of name but a child of God. He doesn't cuss, but he wanted to. And everybody was saying the same thing. This is the problem. And you're right. I didn't know what a good mattress felt like until about 10 years ago when I actually bought one, because I always felt like a mattress was a mattress, whatever. Then I got a mattress, and I was like, wow, this is a beautiful thing. It's not so much. It is the money. I'm not going to lie. It's the money.
Of course it is.
I've come from, when you were growing up, you know, we kind of live within our means, and it's not so much the money. It's the money leaving your bank account in such a huge amount in one fell swoop. That's what it is. And to his point, when I bought this mattress, because I got a mattress now, I broke down and I got a nice mattress. I got one that's very nice. When I went into the mattress store yesterday, that God bless the salesman, I forgot his name, but I sat there for about an hour going back and forth between which mattress that I wanted to get. And you all know, you could tell the difference between a good mattress and a bad mattress.
So were you debating between one that was a little bit less expensive?
A lot less expensive. We talking about $99.99 as opposed to what I actually paid.
Oh, so you didn't go with the higher end. You went with more of the middle ground?
Well, no, I went with the high end because of everything that was said. And you're talking about something that's going to last for a decade.
An investment.
But it's the fact that you're putting all that money out in one fell swoop. So much so that I said, well, can I finance it? I didn't want to write that check. So I go back and forth for about an hour.
I'm sure people do that. I mean, people that might have to.
And nothing's wrong with that. I got to thinking, well, Hugh, why are you doing this when you can pay for it and allow somebody else who might be able, you know, that could use that? Why are you taking it away from? So I went through all that. But the bottom line is this, man. I got a mattress. It was a good purchase. I'm comfortable with the purchase, but it's just initially I didn't want to spend the money. But that's what it was. But he's right. I was being a moron. I was definitely being a moron. But I got a bed. It's a nice bed. And it feels great. It's nothing like having a mattress, especially it's a pillow top.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those. I forgot what it was called, but it's black. That's what I really wanted because it was like the top of the line black.
Oh, it's cool looking.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is nice. So it was cool. I got it. I broke down and I got it.
So if you're ever wondering where Hugh is the next few months, he's at his new home in his bed.
Yeah, I got no furniture now, though. I got to figure that out. Still got to figure that part out.
You can lay in the bed. At least you got something.
Yeah, I got a bed. I got a bed.
You're standing there.
Yeah. And it did help the fact that I got it in Delaware. No state tax.
Oh, that's half the battle right
there. Oh, that right there, though, man. That's a beautiful. That no state tax made that purchase a little bit easier.
I think you realized yesterday that when no one agreed with you, you must be wrong, right?
not all the time. No. Are you talking about my luxury take? Necessity?
Almost every take.
No.
I'm just saying, like, you need a certain amount of people that
bad.
Might be on your side, then you could have confidence when no one is.
No, but
you're
that one was
wrong.
That one was bad because people were chiming in that I didn't even talk to that much. I'm like, man, come on, dog. Seriously, the bad thing. Ike has some choice words for me.
Yeah, he let you hear that when he walked in here.
That I can't share on the air, but he was like, come on, man.
I mean, John made a good point. I mean, you have a housewarming party, invite people over, you show them around. What's that? My air mattress.
Air mattress.
You're a grown-up. What are you doing?
I thought about it. Yeah, he definitely said that. You're a little too old to be rocking air mattresses. I thought about it, though. It was a back and forth. It was no question of back and forth.
When I was a senior in college, I just had a mattress on the floor, and that was totally
but you were
totally fine. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not a grown man.
That's my
53
point.
Years old, that's not a good look.
It's not acceptable. At the time for me.
It was a look that I was willing to go with, though.
Oh, well, we know.
That's why we're here. We're all here to help you out. Get you right back on the right path because you were falling off it. All right, another moron that came across yesterday. Did you see this? So the 7 line, Hugh, it's a fan group. They're Mets fans, okay, up in New York. They actually have a history here because there was a thing a few years ago where if you purchase a certain amount of tickets, you get to throw out a first pitch at a Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of snuck in and were able to throw the first pitch at a Phillies-Mets game. It was a big deal. People were upset. But so that's how we know them. Whoever runs their Twitter account put this out yesterday. You see this? This is a quote. Yes, the Mets didn't win at all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade. Anyone know if they already cleared out their lockers? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot at City. A parade for losing in the league championship series? That might be the softest thing I've ever heard. A parade for losing before the World Series. It's not even like they made the World Series. They got knocked out in 6 in the LCS. A parade? Could you imagine the reaction here if someone said, you know what, last year's Phillies, give them a parade. There's no sound.
A dog ain't gonna hunt.
No.
That was kind of crazy. And plus, has this team underachieved, that team up there? They've underachieved for the last couple of years. And to give them a parade after they beat us and then go get trounced? The way that they did, no, that doesn't sound pretty bright.
It's soft. I mean, it's a really soft idea. Plus, it's not like they're the little engine that could. They're not the Rays. They have a $300 million payroll. A parade? I'm glad for their sake they didn't go through with it, because we would have made fun of that forever.
Yeah, and they would have been laughing stock. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Congratulations. asking for a parade for losing in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was way worse than what I did. It was way worse.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is. It's way worse.
Well, but this is just one silly idea. Though. You're a grown-up with a house without a bed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you were. Sorry. Yeah. You have one now.
See, I course-corrected,
though. You did. That was a pretty fast course correction.
The bar is not some weenie Mets fan, though, Hugh.
No, I laid there for a while, though. I did lay there between the two for a while, debating on to get the cheap one, though.
Yeah. Did you lay on the beds in the store?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But, like, take a nap or just lay?
No, I just laid on.
I never know the, like, what's the line of demarcation? Is it 30 seconds? Is it 5 minutes? Can you doze off?
Well, I just don't put your feet, I didn't put my feet on the bed.
That's the line.
Don't put your feet on, but you got to lay on
it. Until they say, that, all right, come on, buddy.
Like, well, he was nice because he could tell that I was going through it a little bit.
Yeah.
He could tell that I really, the $9.99 mattress that felt like sleeping on a brick. Yeah, I really. I'm sitting there, and I'm really like, yeah, I can make this work. I can make it work.
Let's all be glad that Hugh picked the better one. All right, Josh in Wilmington, what's up, Josh?
Hey, boys, what's happening?
What's Hugh, going on,
man? I mean, this is absolutely awesome. So, you know what I picture? I picture the Golden Girls music playing just faintly in the background as you are flopping backwards on mattresses. Thank you. Multiple mattresses in a showroom, just weighing the options. How much is that one? How much is that one?
No.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.